Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Amoyni Mayavi Asurim V'Esuron Yisraelim Avon Nekoiseihem Mutoris Miad. The Mishnah says that male Amoynim Amayavim are forever forbidden, females are permitted immediately. Ritzi V'Adoimi Einon Asurim El Ad Shlesha Doyois Echad Zchorim Ve'echad Nekeiris. Mitzrim and Edoimim are forbidden until three generations, male and females. Am Rabbi Shimon Kalvachayme Hadroim. Ma'im b'mokim she'osa zechorim iso ilam. Itif Nekeiris miyad. Mokim shalei osa zechorim ela ad shloisha doyris. Ena din shenateris and Nekeiris miyad. Rabbi Shimon said that it's a Kalvachayme that should permit females immediately. When males are forbidden forever, meaning Amon and Mayav, the females are permitted immediately, then when the males are forbidden only for two generations, all the more so females should be permitted immediately. Amulai im halacha nekabel v'im nadin yesh tshuva. The Chacham responded that if you have a tradition for your law, then we accept it. If not, we can challenge your kal v'chomer. Amalehen loi ki halacha ani oimer. Rabbi Shimon said, I have a tradition. Mamzirim unasinim asurim b'isuron isa'ilam echad zachorim v'echad nekevis. Mamzim and Asinim are forbidden forever, both males and females. The Gemara says, Amoini v'lo Amoinis, Mayavi v'lo Me'avis. The Gemara says that Amoini is forbidden, and we learn that from the Pasuk, but we learn from the Pasuk that not Amoinis. And also Mayavi is forbidden, but not Mayavis. With the Kabasa, Adoim v'lo Adoimis, Mitzi v'lo Mitzis. Well, you should say the same thing about the Adoimi, that it should be forbidden, but not the Adoimis, and Mitzi should be forbidden, but not the Mitzis. Ziv al dvar asher lekidnu eschem melechem uvemayim. The answer is regarding Amun and Mayav, there's a reason to forbid only the males. The Pasuk says there in Dvarim Chof Gimel Pasuk Hei, for the matter that they didn't bring you bread and water. And we learn that it's normal for men to go out to greet, but not for women, and therefore the women are not blamed. Hayolahem lenoshim lekadim. The Gemara thought the women should have gone out to greet the women of Yisrael. Siv, she said, Va'asher, Socha Alecha, Va'asher Yards. Midal Kol Yischoi Ha'ish V'le'Yesha. Midal Kol Yaitz Ha'ish V'le'Yesha. And so we answer that it says in that Pasuk, the same Pasuk as before, and because they hired against you and they advised against you. Who normally hires? A man and not a woman. Who normally counsels? A man and not a woman. This applies only to Mayav, and we learn from Mayav to Amoin. Siv Shechorim Hoyled Bistei Mayav Min Shilchei Oysam Choshim Ve'es Ba'ara Noshev. Shechorim Zeboyaz Shaya Mishuchor Min Avoinais Hoyled Bistei Mayav Shenose Esurus HaMayavia. It says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Aleph in Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches, and Shechorim begot in the field of Mayav since he sent them away, Chushim and Ba'ar were his wives. Shechorim is Boyaz, who was free from sin. Hoyled B'stei Mayav refers to him marrying Rus the Mayavir. Min Shalchol Yisam Shayim Meshvatai Shal Yehuda Techsiv Bei, as Yehuda Shalach Lafan of Begayimah. Hushim es ba'ara nashav v'chi yeshecha adam shu moilid es nashav ela shechash keneme ubiya es ha'alacha. Mishecha isam, he was from Shevet Yehuda, about whom it says, v'es Yehuda sholach lefanav, that he sent, that Yaakov sent Yehuda before him. Hushim v'es ba'ara nashav is a man who gives birth to his wives, while he was chash, which means he was quick like a leopard, and biya, and he explained the ha'alacha. V'yolid min chidesh ishtoi. Lai socha d'lai v'yolid min bawa nashav. The Gemara asks that the next pasuk says, and he gave birth, he begot from chidesh his wife. It should have rather said that he fathered children from Hushim and from bawa his wives. Ela al yadea nishadja halacha amonu le amonis, ma'avi v'le ma'avis. Rather, through Rus, a new halacha was taught, amoni but not amonis, Amayavi, but not Amayavis, are forbidden. Kosavechad Oimer, Ushmoi Yisra Yisraeli, Kosavechad Oimer, Yeser Hishmaeli. The Gemara asks that, One pasuk, which is in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chaf Hei, refers to a person as Yisra, a Yisraeli. And the pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin refers to the same person as Yeser, a Yishmaeli. Rishmu ba Nachman Oyme Yishmaeli Hoya Bad Amos Yisraeli, El Shinichnas Le Beis Dinoi, Shel Yishai, Masoi Yoshev Adayresh, Ponu Eli, Behirash, who call Afsi Oeds, continues Kiani Kel Vein Oid. Niskaya Venosan Loi Es Bitoi. Rishmu ba Nachman answered that he was actually Yishmaeli, and you say Yisraeli, rather he entered Yishai's Beis Din, and he found him sitting and expounding. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, because I am Hashem, and there is no other. Meaning, abandon your idols and believe in me, and you'll be saved, because everything is in my hands. And this person converted, and Yishai gave him his daughter into marriage. Rabbanan Amrin, Yisraeli Haya, Bat Amos Yishmaeli, Ela Shechaga Masnav Yishmaeli, Venaat Vesachero, Bereistin, Oy Naroig, Oy Nehareg, Oy Nekayim, Divi Rebbe. Rabbanan said that he was Yisraeli, and you say he was Yishmaeli. Rather, he girded his loins like Yishmaeli, inserted his sword in Bastin, and said, we will kill or be killed, we will fulfill Rebbe's words. Meaning, we will fulfill Shmuel Hanavi's words, we will fight mortally. Anyone who transgresses me disputes this halacha, I'll kill him with a sword. Amoni, but not Amonis. Mayavi, but not the Mayavis. I'm a Vishmo by Nachman. Ani, Eli, Ella, Mishava. Vateshev, Nami, Beruth, Amavia, Kalasa, Ima, Hashava, Mistei Mayav. Rishon Nachman said, I know this Joshua from the word Shava, and not from the Yud at the end of Amoni Mayavi. The Pasuk says in Ruth Pek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Mayavis, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the fields of Mayav. Ruth was the first to return from Stei Mayav to enter the Kal Hashem. Now they taught that Amoinus and Mayavis are permitted. Achayre, Amala, Vata'avi Avich, Vimech, Amala, Ilu Bosses, Einu Me'esmon, Shil Shoim, Le'ayinu Mekarunoisach. Others learn it from the phrase there, Impact Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. And you left your father and your mother and your native land, and you went to people that you didn't know before. Boaz told Ruth, had you come to us earlier, we wouldn't have accepted you. Tana, Rabbi Zakai, Koime Rabbi Yochanan, Baske Amoini Kasheira, Baske Yeruth Amoinis, Basula. Zakai taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, the daughter of an Amoini convert is kosher, but the daughter of an Amoinis convert is pasul. Amale Rabbi Yochanan, Bavlaya, Avalt, Biadich, Talasa, Narin, with Abad. Rabbi Yochanan said, you Babylonian, you crossed three rivers and you falsified the halacha. Elehi bas ge amoini, he bas ge eurus amoinis kosheira. While the daughter of an amoini convert is the same as the daughter of an amoinis convert, she is kosher. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, say lachain, sviche kosheira imma mi yisrael, shalaitaima kishim she nishalala imma, kach nishalala bitta. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said it's needed to teach about when the mother is from Yisrael. Don't say that just like the mother became a halala, so her daughter became a halala. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan said the daughter of an Amoni convert and a Bas Yisrael is kosher even to a Kohen Gadol. My timer, what's the source for this? May Amav, should say, Am Shehein Asuyin Shnei Amomin Zechoim Asuyim Nekevoith Mutois. And it says a Kohen Gadol will marry a Basula, May Amav, from his nation. He's permitted even from a nation made of two nations. The males are forbidden and the females are permitted, which is Amon Amoyav. With Haggai, B'shem Rapadas, B'shem Melokish, Le'amakin, Elabas, Ge'amoni, Psula, Shibar, Metipa Psula. With Haggai quoting Rapadas said that Rish Lakish didn't say this, rather, the daughter of an Amoni convert is Pasul because she comes from a Pasul drop, meaning of semen, a relationship which is forbidden. אמר ביריחון ומתני קיין, אמן זה בסד, זה בזה, עד שלא נזכאיו, זכור הם עשויים, ישראלם ונקייסיהם, מותוריס מיד. ביריחון, quoted from a brisa, that if forbidden nations married means an Amoni, Moavi married a Mitzvah or a Domus, before they converted, male children are forbidden forever and female children are permitted immediately. Nisgayu, Zchoim, Asuim, Isoelam, Nikvaseim, Mutoris, Lacha Shlesha Domus. If they married after they converted, male children are forbidden forever, female children are permitted after three generations. Acha Masnisa Amakain, Minainata Ime Echad Mikomish Pahisa Arzais, Shabal Achas Minakananim, the other Menu Ben, Mutalik Noisai Ebed. And we bring in support of Chizki, quoting what Acha said as a Baisa, what's the source that if one of any of the nations had relations with a female from a Kanani nation and father a child from her, that when we buy him for a slave, he need not be killed because he's not a Kanani? Tamil Laimia should say, Vagam Mibnea Toshovi Magami Machem. The answer is from the Pasuk that says, and also from the children of the residents that live among you, means you may buy slaves. And we suggest perhaps this applies even to a Kanani who had a child from a Gentile woman. And because the Pasuk says there, that you give birth in your land means those that fathered in your land means the father is from elsewhere and the mother is from your land, and not from those men who live in the land and father children from Gentile women elsewhere. Shmuel Ba'aba boy Avodim Marushi Alelahem Doris. Shmuel Ba'aba asked, will the generations count for slaves? Means if his Mitzvi became an Eved Kanani and his grandson was freed, is he considered a first generation Mitzvi convert or Mitzvi Shlishi? Hey Chavida, what's the case? A convert who was initially an Amoni slave married a converted mitzvah slave. In Tema Avodim, if you say that generations don't count for slaves, means they're considered Gentiles and the child is like the father, so female children are permitted immediately. If you say that generations count for slaves, they're considered like converts and the child has the psulim of both parents, so males are forbidden permanently and females are permitted after three generations. Amulai im halocha nakabel im radin yesh tshuva. The Mishnah, the Chacham, said back to Rabbi Shimon, if you have a tradition to permit mitzvahs of Adomis immediately, we accept it. If you learn it from a Kavah Chomer, we can challenge it. Maya lahem la'ashiv, what was the rejection they could give to the Kavah Chomer? Ve'abo b'shem Rabbi Yosi be'Rabbi Chanina, should say, Arayis yechichu, haray bas b'noi, bas b'toi, haray hein asurim ad shlesha doyos, echad z'chayim ve'echad l'kevitz. Ve'abo, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, answered that Arayis disprove it. The daughter of his son and the daughter of his daughter, they're forbidden until three generations. The same applies to males and females. We have always Amal Ravishim ben Nokish boy, Meshiv and Doroshim Mamza, Doroshim Mamza. We have all quoting Rish Lokish asked, well, do we challenge from something that produces a Mamza, which is a Rias, against something that does not produce a Mamza? If Hagai Amal Yabo boy, Meshiv and Doroshim Koris, Doroshim Koris. Chagai quoting Rebo asked the second question, do we challenge from something that has kawis against something that does not have kawis? Amalahoin loi ki alacha ani aimer o mikra msaini bonim loi bonis. Shimon answered them, I say it was a tradition, and there's a pasuk that supports me, that it says bonim and not bonis.